Hi, this is Don the Idea Guy. Welcome to the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. This is where you get the inside scoop on all the interesting and silly things that I scribble on a sticky and stick on the internet every single day at BigYellowSticky.com. Today is episode 128, and the title is Possibility Sessions. The note reads, "Possibilities are a form of planning." Here's the story behind the sticky. Businesses take strategy and planning sessions very seriously. They book entire days or weeks around them annually. They go away on working retreats or conferences to get out of the office and keep their minds focused on the topics of their planning sessions. But I bet they wouldn't be very happy if they walked past your desk and saw you staring up at the ceiling, chewing on the end of your pen cap, lost in thought. In my experience, those little daydreaming sessions are way more productive than a weekend spent at an expensive resort on a business retreat. Allowing your mind to wander and muse on possibilities is a form of planning. The thought process usually starts with a random idea, but then your brain starts down a path of how to implement it, improve it, what it looks like in action, objections you'll encounter, and the rewards and kudos that you'll reap if it's a success. In business use cases, I want to substitute the term daydreaming for possibility planning. Staring at a wall or out the window, musing on the potential of an idea is a good use of time. People who do this are running rapid scenarios on potential outcomes. They are imagining best and worst case scenarios and what to do in order to ensure success. They're coming up with alternate approaches and backup plans. Be sure to add a little block of time on your daily agenda for staring at the wall, but record your time as possibility planning. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Big Yellow Sticky Podcast. If you'd like to receive a free email alert every time new content is posted, just go to BigYellowSticky.com and click on the Get Sticky link. Once you confirm your email address, I'll send you an update as soon as content is posted. Your email will include a copy of the graphic of that day's sticky note, which is drawn by hand and drawn by me using a Sharpie marker on a 3x3 yellow post-it note and then published for the world to see at BigYellowSticky.com. Your email will also include a link to the audio track that goes with that particular sticky note. I've been doing this since the beginning of the year. That's why you've got 128 episodes to choose from. And it's where I give you the inside scoop and a little bit of insight into the story behind the sticky, like the one I shared with you today. Thanks for tuning in to this episode. I'll be back tomorrow with a new sticky and a new story. I hope you'll stick around to hear it.